judges slipping from the promises. Once Israel settles and lounges in luxury, in the land flowing with milk and honey, complacency creeps in, disobedience dominates, and full enjoyment eludes. Though leaders, the judges, step in to turn them around, we see degeneration due to four things. Firstly, failure to receive or pass on God's word. In Deuteronomy 6:4-9, God clearly instructs the Israelites to write his laws in their hearts, foreheads, doorframes, etc. In Genesis 18:19, he emphasizes the importance of passing the legacy. This clearly did not occur, as Judges reports in chapter 2, verse 10. After that, the whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors. Another generation grew up, who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. Secondly, foolishness to covenant with Trojan horses. The Greeks pretended truce with Troy with a gift of a Trojan horse, which contained hidden in it its greatest heroes. Accepting the gift resulted in destruction of Troy. Trojan horses are those little sins that we tolerate in our lives that expose us to much bigger ones. Joshua's error to covenant with the Gibeonites creates a ripple effect as other tribes quickly follow suit. In spite of the angel's warning in chapter 2 verses 2 to 4 that they will become perpetual traps and snares for them. We see similar compromises in the early Asia Minor churches in Revelations 2 and 3. Unfortunately, neither did the Israelites nor the churches heed the warning, resulting in eventual downfall. In a world of compromise today, in the world, the church, our lives, what influences our lives the most? The third cause of deterioration is faithlessness of leaders, in this case, the judges. Leadership is critical to the success of any team. The decline of Israel accompanies the clear degeneration of leadership. In Moses' time, God was a clear leader, and each sin was dealt with by God. In Joshua's time, the great deliverance was marred by the little sins. When God is not consulted, God remains silent. Down the line, the faith of leaders continue to deteriorate. Barak doesn't have the courage to battle without Deborah. Gideon requires a fleece and failed on the matter of the ephod. Jephthah offers his daughter to God. Samson allows carnality to rule his life. And the final cause for deterioration, falling away from God. The last verse in Judges describes the fallen state. In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as they saw fit, Judges 21:25. So subtle yet strong is the impact of deviating from God's command. Even today, media, peers, and other strong influences slowly creep in and gain control almost without our knowledge. Can we hold on to the world and build Christ's legacy irrespective of consequences? History has shown that it is moments of prosperity that dull accountability and moments of pain that bring spiritual gain.